for one, am increasingly concerned about the growing mobs occupying Wall Street.
Things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. And the other cities across the country.
Sowing class envy and social unrest is not what we do in America.
You think that's what the president
is doing? I think the president is doing that. I think he's preying on the emotions of fear, envy, and anger. And that is not constructive to unifying America.
My parents, they never played the victim card. My parents never said that we hope that the rich people lose something so we can get something. I don't have a lot of patience for people who want to protest the success of somebody else.
But I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Have you ever been in a situation where you know it's now or never? You gotta make a move, approve a groove, it's an endeavor. Come to talking about the strongest bone, I'm putting in the vibes. I'm gonna meet it, dreaming of being it, to sever. Come to see me, meet it, whatever, see me clever. I'm so glad we had this time together.
We obviously deserve a standing ovation, don't you think?
Hello, have you ever looked on the other side?
Hello.
New York's richest millionaires and billionaires. We're cutting schools, we're cutting homeless services, we're cutting higher education aid, seniors, libraries, to pay for tax cuts for rich people that don't need the money.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And I say this, I am included in this. They will drag us out into the streets. Kill us. If you're wealthy, they will kill you for what you have.
Believe me. We're going to Rupert Murdoch's house, Coke's house, John Paulson's house, Hart Milstein's house, and Jamie Dimon's house. To call attention to the fact that we've got to stop this tax cut. We're trying to increase pressure on Governor Cuomo and the state legislature to stop the tax cut, restore the worst of the budget cuts, and create jobs instead.
What you're seeing here today is the working class sending a message that, hey, the rich got to pay their fair share. No special privileges. They live in their fancy $2-3 million homes and then demand more than the regular citizens. That's unfair.
Footsies with these people, you're wrong. They will come for you and drag you into the streets and kill you. They will do it. They're not messing around. Those in the media, and I say this, I am included in this. They will drag us out into the streets and kill us.
I want you to get up right now. Get up. Go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
and said, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Okay, WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, having fun here, occupying Carrboro and your mind on the internet if you happen to be at WCOMFM.org. Or check out FuriousG.blogspot because this is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro, which means essentially micro-powered community-based based radio. And we do this because it's fun and rewarding in the most primitive sense. We're just crazy beings here on this planet doing what we can for the moment. And at that, you know, this moment seems to be occupying Wall Street, so... If you're a monkey like me, and just happen to be a Furious George, crazy furious one of yourself, go ahead and tune into what's happening in Wall Street, as well as what's happening down here in Carrboro and Chapel Hill tomorrow, or Saturday. Apparently down there, some occupations going on. And if you happen to be somewhere else downloading this, and you know maybe even another country, and maybe you have your own occupations going on that we're learning from, let us know. You can email the FuriousGeorgeShow.gmail.com and some other stuff. So, you know, we're going to spotlight what's happening. This is week four, I think. We've been spotlighting it every week. And I've got some new low-end theories that I haven't played yet. Number 10, I believe. We've never played this Gaslamp Killer mix here. We're going to splice back in. The show may be offensive to some weenies. And for everyone else, stick around, because you know what you got to do.
Who are you talking to, Rob?
CGG Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta,
Herb? Are they yelling in Atlanta,
Jeff? Are they yelling
but
in Atlanta?
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
Get up, get up, get up out of your...
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother low!
Stick your head out of the window, open it, then stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is the Furious George Show. I'm furious.
Just get up from your chair right now. Go
where are you going? He's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm...
If you're wealthy, they will kill you for what you have.
You know, Beck still exists. That was apparently him on his radio show today. They're coming to kill you! After the... I'm not going to get into the mind of Glenn Beck. Never mind. The right is going to try to make this movement seem super scary, right? They don't even need Glenn Beck, but Glenn Beck helps. And people can be scared by protest in general, absolutely. You can use that to scare people, particularly if police continue to use brutal tactics against the protesters. That itself can make the protesters seem scary. Counterintuitively, if police are beating people up and using pepper spray on people, it can make those people who the police are abusing seem like scary people. We have seen this before in the past. But the idea here, the message that the protests are promoting, is not only a simple one to say, it is a simple one to understand. Case in point, Friday night's Bill Maher show on HBO experienced what was apparently, at least anecdotally reported to be, the first ever standing ovation given to a comment by a guest on that show. On stage with Bill Maher was former Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson of Florida, former George W. Bush Communications Director Nicole Wallace, who you've seen on this show, and over on the right, a conservative writer and satirist named P.J. O'Rourke. After Congressman Grayson gave a rather eloquent description of the problems raised by Occupy Wall Street, the critique they have been raising, things like Wall Street's financial grip over both political parties and what hasn't happened since the financial crisis caused by Wall Street in 2008, P.J. O'Rourke tried not so much to denounce the movement as a whole, but rather to just mock it. And Congressman Grayson, mercilessly, it was a move that did not end well for P.J. O'Rourke and ended very well for Congressman Alan Grayson.
Get the man of bongo drum. They found their spokesman. Okay.
Well,
Get a bongo drum, forget where to go to the bathroom, and it's yours.
Listen, if I am a spokesman for all the people who think that we should not have 24 million people in this country who can't find a full-time job, that we should not have 50 million people in this country who can't see a doctor when they're sick, that we shouldn't have 47 million people in this country who need government help in order to feed themselves, and we shouldn't have 15 million families who owe more on their mortgage than the value of their home, okay, I'll be that spokesman.
The people marching up Fifth Avenue where they wanted to be secluded. But in New York, we expect for the rich to pay their fair share as the 99% of the working class pays.
The March up Park Avenue!
The March up Park Avenue!
And this is many of our other billionaire friends!
And this is many of our other billionaire
We are in front of Rupert Murdoch's house. I'm out here, like everybody else here, as part of the 99% who thinks that our government is run and controlled by billionaires and millionaires and is no longer responsive to the people.
I should pay more in taxes. I think most Americans don't realize how little they pay in taxes. I'm talking about relatively well-to-do people who
protests also seem to really be connecting with people, despite a real campaign on the right to portray them as scary. What do you think is resonating so much here?
I think that they have their eyes open, and more people are seeing the scales fall from their eyes as well, because the Occupy Wall Street people are saying, first, that there's no accountability on Wall Street. They wrecked our economy. Years ago, they took a healthy economy and they gave us 9%, 10% or more unemployment. And they destroyed 20% of our national wealth in the course of just 18 months, from the middle of 2007 till the end of 2008, destroyed 20% of our national wealth accumulated over the course of two centuries. And nobody's been prosecuted for it. Nobody's been indicted. Nobody's been convicted. So first, there's no accountability. The second thing is that they've created a system that is enormously unequal. And the result of that is that people are struggling to find a job to pay their bills, to pay their rent, to pay their credit card bills. According to Wikipedia, there are only five countries in the entire planet that are more unequal than the United States in the distribution of our wealth.
I'm not gonna take this anymore!
of a sudden he started to shine. He came into his own. You know, he could produce, he could write, produce, and arrange a little bit and sing.
I've never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now. Never. So I'm leading up to this moment, all right now, right here. My whole life.
You enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are not cattle, you are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate.
The power to
create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. People have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite.
Open them and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stages does this go
out? You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell.
But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will.
On the other hand, 1 in 2 children in New York City are growing up in poverty. And that the median income in the United States has gone down in the last 2 years. And I'm concerned that the large corporations have basically bought the political system.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
I've been definitely impacted by the economic recession. I worked
in a robotics engineering firm for quite a while as part of their support staff. And what we would do is we would go into manufacturing plants, and we would work on the robots. And, well, you know, with the complete recession and, you know, all of the manufacturing plants being shut down, I lost my job. And it's been incredibly difficult for me to find something. Not because I am unqualified, not because I don't want to work, but just simply because there is nothing.
And that's a system that Wall Street created, that Wall Street maintains, and that Wall Street enforces. And the way that they enforce it is the third gripe. The third gripe is that Wall Street controls and dominates our political system. One party is a wholly owned subsidiary of Wall Street, and the other party caters to Wall Street all too much. So people have got into the situation right now where they feel that the system is completely unresponsive, and they're driven deeper and deeper into debt and misery.
Movement with that kind of message, how do you think it ends up playing out and affecting American politics more broadly? Not even necessarily in strict electoral terms, but how does it change the framing of issues? I mean, the right is trying to denounce the existence of protests at all as mobs and social unrest. Glenn Beck today ranting about how people are going to be dragged from their homes and killed
kill
in the
us.
Streets. The kinder, softer version of that on the right is to say that the protesters are motivated by class envy and class resentment dividing the nation. The right is reacting to this in slightly hysterical terms. That implies to me that people have actually got a message here that the right is worried about.
So much love in a song, you might say you already know the tune. Words don't rhyme and they never mean
a thing. I am included in this. They will drag us out into the streets,
understand when I say it's just fun,
and kill us. If you're wealthy, they will kill you for what you have.
He's doing that. I think he's preying on the emotions of fear, envy, and anger. And that is not constructive to unifying America.
My parents, they never played your victim card.
I won't care.
And I say this, I am included in this. They will
sing and
the weak.
And I say this, I am included in this. They will drag us out into the streets.
Don't you know? We don't care. It's just
we
it's only a matter of time before they do take him away, but not the way that he means. You know, in a straitjacket, I think his health will take him away. That much is obvious. But fundamentally, ask yourself, what people want is solutions to their problems, and what is either side offering in the next election? People don't see any solutions to their problems. You know, as I said earlier, there's 24 million people in this country who can't find full-time work. There's 50 million people in this country who can't even see a doctor when they're sick. They want to know what's being done about this. What is going to help them in their ordinary, everyday lives?
In the animal kingdom, they call it presenting with the dipsy doodle, the kitten caboodle. The truth is brutal, your grandma's cuckoo.
Kings County is my stomping ground. The Abbey Square Mall, Brooklyn, downtown. So don't ask me to wine and dine ya. I'm from Brooklyn, you're from Regina.
You're like Bob on Leghorn, Yosemite Sam. You're just yelling wild and wonder who I am. Or with those lights you're telling you like Toucan Sam. My style's impeccable like a Hoover Dam.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you. And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Wow, what a loser.
Hey, Coop, you heart. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
It's a depression. Everybody's out of work. Scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do. And there's no...
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Since you're committing mass murder, and we ain't
now
having
Angela.
A shit, nigga, we taking it. So drink, blast they
ass. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TV while some local newscaster tells us today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. I think that's the way it's supposed
the
to
success.
Be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is,
they will kill you for what you have.
Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belted radios, and I won't say anything.
And I say this, I am included in this.
I want you to get mad.
Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people.
I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime and the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has been.
fulfill that promise.
What we're doing is just expressing solidarity, raising awareness.
I live here on the lint of the navel of the belly of the beast, and it's the day has come. This is a day of reckoning and a hallelujah day in terms of putting the focus of the march on the people responsible for this global crisis that we're in.
Why not we share the taxes?
Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance.
To come and shine.
I want you to get up right now, go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
They will drag us out into the streets and kill us.
Desperate for solutions to those problems. The right certainly isn't offering any. You heard Herman Cain. His answer is, get a job. Well, it's not that easy. You know, if one person's out of work, maybe that one person can find a job. But if 24 million people are out of work, that's just not possible. The economy has been grossly mismanaged by Wall Street and by others, and people see that Wall Street is running our economic policy, that big oil is determining our energy policy, and that the military-industrial complex is determining our foreign policy and miring us in these endless, costly wars.
We've got to get back control of both. But the key is, we need a federal government. The government, you know, there are essential functions that only a government can perform.
No more bailouts, because we're not going to be sold out.
We do not need. This is kind of a radical statement.
No more bailouts. We won't be sold out.
It's only about expropriating wealth. Usury. It's about accounting fraud. It's about financial bubbles. It's about all kinds of things except providing real jobs for real Americans, rebuilding our infrastructure, educating our children, and make sure that people have health care and retirement security. It couldn't care less about any of those. It's only what can it extract by holding us hostage to its control of money. Integrated into the institutions of a Main Street economy, which is owned by real people in their communities and which exists not to expropriate wealth, but to create real wealth in response to the needs of people, community, and their natural environment.
Open them and stick
and
your
I say
head
this,
out and yell.
I am included in this.
I'm as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
They will drag us out into the streets and kill us.
Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis.
Wall Street trying to underscore and gum up the financial industry's influence on who's rich and who's not. Why wouldn't that get extensive news coverage? In our third story, after five straight days of sit-ins, marches, and shouting, and some arrests, actual North American newspaper coverage of this, even by those who have thought it farce or failure, has been limited to one blurb in a free newspaper in Manhattan and a column in the Toronto Star.
in the streets. WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George here, just, you know, trying to do what I can to support the conscious shift that seems to be happening in many different places.
In the streets!
Yeah, there and many different places locally broadcast. We like to, you know, stretch the limits and do things that we probably shouldn't because the corporate media will be unhappy with us. And we're just going to keep doing that, including, you know, some craziness coming up here at 11 o'clock. DJ Grizz is here. I'm furious, so if you're furious and you'll dig some bodaciousness, trust me, it just flows right into, like, the, you know, just the shaking it all off, you know, shake off the shackles. If you want to learn more about Furious G, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or wcomfm.org or just stick around, you know, and every Thursday we'll do what we're doing here, but we'll also try and, you know, splice it up with some sounds and beats that maybe you'll start tapping your toes to while you think about tapping those toes on the ways to the street, including apparently Occupy Carborough and Chapel Hill. It's happening Saturday, so, you know, if you're interested in that, if you're listening to my voice right now and you're in this area, check that out. Or if you're out there, you know, in solidarity with what's happening, I just, you know, I have to say, as the furious one, I'm very impressed. The amazing work that's happening on the streets there is reminiscent of what happened in 1999 when we took over the World Trade Organization in Seattle, and that was fun. So it seems like they're having fun in New York and Boston and everywhere. I mean, there's some big protests. Apparently, 11 people got arrested in L.A. So anyway, if you're interested in what's happening, lots of different places to get on. There's like live web streams that shows what's happening with the protests. But I don't know. I mean, we're going to transition here into the bodaciousness-ness.
Furious!
Let me see if I can get a mic going. Not try. You probably know the mic's better than I do. There you go. Because we can be.
Yeah, he's furious. There we go. Hey, Furious. This is the first time we've ever done this on air together.
I'm too shy.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Tell me how you're feeling.
Right now, I'm feeling like I'm ready to go in the streets.
Let's get in the street, then.
I'm feeling mad as hell.
Let's get them skanking, then.
Do you hear the people out in the streets right now?
Oh, they're so angry.
They are. Listen. You can, if you stick your head out the window, hold on. They're yelling. Listen. You hear that?
Oh, my. He's mad as hell.
They are. They're totally mad right now.
Screaming into the streets. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Furious!
Thanks for listening to Microbot Radio. Stick around. We got some fun stuff coming on.
He's furious!
Microbot Radio. Radio.
I'm furious! Cheerios.